In this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to go on a rant. You ready for it? Let's cue that intro, and then Ranty Rachel's coming. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. So, Ranty Rachel is here today because I don't often do these, but when I do, I'm really passionate about something. Okay, so, you know, I support a lot of people who want to become successful freelancers, social media managers, and service providers. And one of the things that is the hardest to watch is when someone cannot comprehend success. And I know that that sounds really weird. At least for me, it does, because, oh my gosh, even when I was like on welfare, I would lay in bed and pretend that I had won the lottery and imagine how cool my life was going to be, right? Because at that time, it felt like money was going to fix everything. Now, the truth is money doesn't fix everything, or it does fix some things, and it helps you to pay for therapy, and therapy is awesome. But I remember I would just spend so much time dreaming about what success would look like. And there are so many people that I work with and I watch as they cling to the fact that they don't feel like an expert, or they cling to their identity as an imposter, or they cling to their own self-imposed idea that they can't win. And there's this crazy thing that has to happen. It's actually like I've spent a lot of time learning about, you know, Jesus's explanation of who you were and who you become. In order to become the person that you want to be, you actually have to die to the person that you were, right? And I love the way that Jesus breaks it down. I also love the transformation in the Bible. Don't worry, I don't get super religious on most episodes because I know that not everyone's into it, but stick with me here. There was a man in the Bible whose name was Saul, and he was considered to be a very wicked man. And when he was ready to go through this transformation of self to become this incredible human who like changed lives, the transformation was so drastic that he changed his name to Paul. And I think about this a lot. I think about how we desperately want to create an identity, and we've spent our whole lives creating identities. And sometimes where we want to go, or having the freedom to dream, or the ability to imagine success, and success is different for every single one of us, but having even the ability to do it requires us saying, that person that I once was awesome, but that's not me anymore. I'm a totally different person. And I see, and it just like, it eats me alive when I see people clinging to their past identity. And the tough part is there are narratives and stories that we tell ourselves about who we are, not even based on who we think we are, but based on what the world or people in our lives have told us we are. I'm not that smart. I'm not an expert. I'm not a master. I can't charge high dollar. I can't find clients that are willing to pay me what I think I should charge. When the truth is, there almost needs to be this radical reinvention of self where you actually become a whole new person. And I know that that sounds so drastic, but the transformation really is that drastic. If you see me today and you see who I was 10 years ago, you wouldn't recognize the girl from 10 years ago. In fact, I'm writing a chapter in my book right now. It's the hardest chapter I've ever had to write. And it's the one with all the stories, you know, the stuff you don't want to talk about. And it's really important that I talk about it to share some of the contrast of who I used to be to who I am today. And I literally look at that girl who I was 10 years ago, and I think like, I almost want to give her a different name because it does not feel like the Rachel that I am today. And so if you're listening to this and you're like, why is it so hard for me to win? Why can't I be an expert? Why can't I charge high worth or a high value prices? The chances are it's because you're still clinging to your old identity and you cannot progress in your old identity the same way that you can when you cling to, or rather reinvent yourself and recognize that you are a brand new person. You have to wipe your past, like the slate clear. You have to let those things go. You cannot cling to the things that people said to you that made you doubt yourself and still become someone amazing. If I focused on all of the people who told me I couldn't do it in many different ways, there's no way that I would be able to express my voice or share what I believe or charge, you know, six-figure contracts to consulting clients. Like, there's no way I would be able to do it because everything about my past, my narrative, my old identity is not set up to support the success and the wins that I want. And so a new identity has to be created. I am not the same person that Paul married. And the good news is we have grown together, if that makes sense. He's not the same person I married, that's for sure. And I'm not just talking like, oh, a couple of tweaks in our lives. I mean, like, we are radically different people. And so I want to challenge you, if you're listening to this, hear the belief in my voice and hear me ranting and recognize, oh my gosh, I've been clinging to this old identity or these old lies about who I am and what I'm capable of. And make a conscious decision to just craft a new narrative and a new identity moving forward. I know that this episode is meant to speak to certain people. I hope that you share it with people who need to hear this because I'm very passionate about this message. I wish I could just like personally tag a ton of people in this one because it's that important. But I'll get off my soapbox because there's a lot of work to do today. So if you've enjoyed this episode, you might be ready to check out my mentorship and coaching program, The Social Click. Head on over to clickforlife.com to apply. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. I'll catch you guys in the next episode.